And away we go. Here it is, Monday, kicking off your work week. Another manic Monday, January the 20th, 2020. You know what today is? Today is 1-2020. And if you mention 2020 as a date, which we all do now, it's 1-20-2020. That's a lot of 20s. I'm so glad I came in today. You know, and I have to share this with you, the listening audience, because you know, today's a holiday. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and we're going to talk a little bit about that as the morning progresses. But over the weekend, I had thought about taking today off, because really the only days around the station that we have taken off in the past is the 4th of July and Christmas Day and New Year's Day and Memorial Day and Labor Day. For some reason, those are the only days that we've really not come in. And there have been times when we've even come in on the 4th of July, and I believe Memorial Day, and I believe one year we did come in on Labor Day. But I thought, you know, all the schools are going to be closed today, and I do some stuff with the school, so I won't have to go over there and do anything. And I just really didn't have any other job to do today, and I thought, well, maybe I just won't come into the radio station Monday morning because it is a holiday, and take a nice 3-day weekend. And I debated about this all weekend, and I'd even put it on Facebook, and some people, you know, were kind of indifferent. Take it off if you want to, don't take it off if you want to. But what I realized last night as I was getting ready to decide if I was going to do this or not is, you know, I like coming in. I like coming in here. I like talking with you. I like sharing the mornings together. So I'm glad I'm here today, and I think this is an important day. And I think to take a day off like this is not great, because today is an important day in our history, because we are celebrating a man who did quite a few things in the United States, did quite a few brave things when you really look back at it. And there were a lot of questions that can derive from this day. So I'm so glad I'm here. I'm so glad we're going to have fun this morning. And I guess away we go here on this Monday morning. Now, one thing I do want to do is get right in our bicentennial minutes. But I wanted to tell you what I did here. I did something you should not do when you're doing a radio show. Now, this morning, because schools are not in and a lot of federal jobs are not in and state jobs and people just weren't at work today, of course, there was no line this morning at McDonald's when I was driving by. So I'm driving by McDonald's this morning, and I thought, well, I'm going to pull in and get my drink, because clearly there's no line there this morning. So I did that, and I got my drink, and there was no issue there this morning, except it was tremendously cold. I think we're still down in the teens. I don't know what the wind chill is, but it's definitely cold outside. And yesterday was bitter cold. Yesterday was one of those days you definitely could define as a bitterly cold day. So I got my drink this morning. I'm driving in here. I pull in, and then I come up in the studio here, and I'm getting ready to do the show. And you know, I'm writing things down and kind of going through things, especially on a Monday because I haven't been here in a couple days, getting ready to do the show. So I had set my drink on the end of the desk, you know, which this desk is quite big. It's kind of far away, further in arm's length than really I could reach without adjusting my chair. So I'm getting ready to start the show, and I'm you know, I had not adjusted the microphone. I had not done anything since Friday. And the theme song starts to play because I was going through a few things getting ready to start the show this morning. And I noticed as the theme song was playing, and it was just about time for me to talk, that the drink, which I was going to grab a drink of before I turned on the microphone, was way too far away. So I had to slide my chair over to try to get the drink. And when I slid my chair over to try to get the drink, I got all the paperwork that I had had strewn on the desk tied up in the mic cord. So, oh, here's a problem. And then it was tied up in the headset cord, which the headset can be knocked off your head so easily to begin with. It's kind of ridiculous. So right before I went on the air, right as the theme music was playing there, I was reaching for my drink. I about knocked the microphone over. My headset was falling off. I had an entanglement of all these papers on my desk, and I still did not get a drink. So I have straightened it all out at this particular point. So now what I'm going to do, even though we are on the air, is I'm going to reach over and grab my drink. Can you hear it there? Nice and iced down and ready to go for this two-hour broadcast. And now I'm going to take a drink. So take a minute, take a deep breath, meditate a little bit. It is the morning. Be happy it's Monday. And I'm just going to take a little drink here. See, that's very refreshing. Now we're ready to really start the show. Okay, before we get into some news stories today and some things I think will be fun to talk about, we do want to do the Bicentennial Minutes. Our moments, because on Monday we have the ones that are left over from the weekend, and a lot of those are very interesting. Okay, this one's from Saturday, January the 18th. After outgrowing previous structures, the county government and Common Pleas Court of Marion County moved into this new two-story building in September of 1833. Built at a cost of $6,641, that would be $203,000 in 2020 dollars. The building served until it was taken out of service in 1883 and replaced with a much larger building erected at the same site on the northeast corner of Center and Main Street. So there you go. The first courthouse, which of course is no longer there because the new courthouse was built on the same land, came about in September of 1833 and was in service until 1883 at a cost of $6,641, which would be $203,000 in today's money. All right, that was Saturday's Bicentennial moment. And by the way, there are pictures of these old courthouses. So if you want to see pictures of the old courthouses, go to, I think, the Marion County Historical Society website or Randy Windland's Facebook page, and you will be able to see these historic pictures. Now, here is the one from Sunday, January the 19th, 2020, Bicentennial moment. Marion Building Contractors, Leffler and Bland, were in charge of construction of this imposing structure, which was completed in 1886 at a cost of approximately $115,000. That would be $3.1 million in 2020 dollars. While numerous changes have been made over the years to the interior to provide for more space and modernization of systems, the exterior of the building remains relatively unchanged except for the removal of the pyramid steps on the south side along with the 5 sycamore trees that remained from the original 17 planted around the 1833 building. Well, that's kind of interesting because I guess the sycamore trees that are down around the courthouse were planted at the time the original courthouse was built in 1833 and were left there when the new courthouse was built. But if anybody ever asks you, when was the new courthouse built, the one we currently have in Marion, it was completed in 1886. So it is well over 100 years old. What are we talking now? 134 years old? How about that? Who knew the courthouse was so old in Marion? You only know that when you get on the elevator of that courthouse, which I have only been on a very few times, that there are issues with certain things in that courthouse, but it's a 134-year-old building, so you have to you have to deal with that. And apparently it was quite a structure, if you look at it, for over $3 million in today's money. Oh, see, my microphone is doing the funny things again. Okay, let's see what we got here. Okay, I think we're back on base now. Maybe. Yeah, there we go. Okay, now here is today's bicentennial moment. Martin Luther King Jr. Day's bicentennial moment, January 20th, 2020. Marion County had a number of routes and station operators on the Underground Railroad that served as a pathway to freedom for escaped slaves. Among the more noted station operators were Judge Thomas Anderson, a Methodist, Alan McNeil, a Presbyterian, and Joseph Morris, a Quaker. J. Wilbur Jacoby stated in his 1907 History of Marion County that for 20 years prior to the Civil War, many of the citizens of Marion County lost no opportunity to ally themselves with any anti-slavery movement. Ordinarily, this sentiment found expression in the many successful efforts that were made secretly to conduct Negro slaves from the southern states to Canada. So there you go. Marion was a stop on the Underground Railroad, and a lot of people traveled through here to get to their freedom long before, at a time when things were rough in the South, I guess we should say. But that is the bicentennial moment for today, Monday, January 20th, 2020. So we have got all of those bicentennial moments in, and that is that for the day. Now, of course, we do have to mention today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I know there are a lot of events going on in Marion in regard to that. There is usually a march at some point this morning, which is always a good thing, and a breakfast, and all kind of events. And I know there were some events that went on this past weekend, and I think there are even some events that go on into February. So it's a great thing to celebrate. But the thing about this day is a lot of people leave themselves asking questions because of, just time. Martin Luther King Jr. now has been gone 52 years? 1968, he was assassinated. So 52 years, he's been gone at this point, quite a long time. And the question I think always is, are things better now than they were then? Now, certainly, I think you would have to say that the answer to that from a physical standpoint is yes. There was a lot of stuff going on in those days. Riots and things getting burned down and just people being sprayed with hoses. I mean, it was just awful. And so I think on that level, you would have to say that things are better. But overall, do you think that the things that Martin Luther King Jr. talked about have been reached? And I know this is a hot topic with some people. But I'd be interested to hear your opinion. Do you think the dreams and ideas and things that Martin Luther King Jr. set forth with in the 1960s have been realized now that we are here in 2020? And it's an interesting time to talk about it because we are here in a new decade, and 2020 is certainly pretty far along. Do you think that the things that he stood for and that he wanted to see happen have happened, and we are where we should be when it comes to race relations? Now, this is all races. You know, sometimes we think about this as being simply Caucasian and an African American thing, but it really is bigger than that. We're talking about all races. We're talking about all colors. We're talking about all things in general. So my question is, do you think things are better? And you can comment on this or not. It would be interesting to hear, because as I say, I know this is a strong issue for so many people. 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944. Do you think things are better now than they were years ago? And are they as good as they could be? Are we where we need to be? That's kind of fascinating when you think about it. Is this as far as we need to go? Or do we need to do some more work? Life is ever changing. So I think that there's always work to be done. That's for certain. And sometimes you do wonder when you see the acts of people why they're doing what they're doing. Now, I'm not saying that everything has a meaning behind it, but you know, I'm a curious person, and sometimes I do question why people do the things they do. And a lot of times I wish they wouldn't do it, because I think sometimes it just doesn't feed the cause of maybe where we need to be. And when you get right down to it, you know, I've said this so many times, and I think it is very apt on this day. The truth is, all people, all human beings, because we are all human beings, are far more alike than we could ever be different. Whether you're a man, a woman, no matter what race, ethnicity, belief system you are, the truth of the matter is we really are all more alike than we could ever be different. If you ever sat down and wrote the ways that we are alike, they would far outweigh the differences that we have. You know, we all strive for certain things. We all strive to eat. We all strive to pay our bills. We all strive to live in nice places. We all strive to take care of our families. We all get sad when somebody dies who is close to us. We all have tragedies in our life. We all have successes in our life. We all worry. We all panic. We all do all these things. We all suffer from the same diseases. We all die. We all are born. We have so many things in common. So many things in common. We all have hope every day that this is going to be a good day and not a bad day. So it just would seem to me that we have far more things in common, far more things to build on than we do to separate us. And maybe that's the message today, is that when you really think about it, when you really take everything out of the equation except basic needs and basic wants in life, what you have is that we're all more alike than we could ever be different. And I hope that maybe that's the message. Now, if anybody has anything to say about that, you can feel free to do that. I am here, 740-383-9944, 34 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning. And I'll leave that at that, at this particular point, because I really don't know what more there is to say. But there is something I do want to do, because, you know, you will hear the Martin Luther King Jr. quite a bit speech today, quite a bit. I'm only going to play you 2 minutes here, because he was a prolific speaker, and it is an important speech, and it is an important day. So I want to play you 2 minutes of the I Have a Dream speech here from the March on Washington. So here's just 2 minutes of that. And maybe we'll come back and talk about it, or maybe we'll move on to the next subject. Here you go.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Quite a prolific speaker, the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So there you have it here on this Monday morning. It's an interesting topic to get into, and like I say, if you have anything to say, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 37 minutes past the hour. Okay, we did that. Okay, here's something I want to talk about. Panda Express. Panda Express, if you did not know, did open yesterday in the midst of the very, very cold day. Now, I was out and about last night, about 8 o'clock, I was out doing some things, and I drove by the Panda Express, and there was a lot of talk, was it going to open yesterday, or was it not going to open yesterday? Well, it did open yesterday, and at 8 o'clock last night, even with how cold it was, how bitterly, bitterly cold it was, there were people still lined up around the building last night. So my question is, I have to believe that one of our listeners probably did go to Panda Express last night. So did anybody go there and enjoy the food? How was it? What do they have? Did anybody else see all the cars that were lined up at Panda Express last night? I was totally shocked by the number of cars there, not because it's not a big deal, because when a new restaurant does open in town, especially one like Panda Express, which has been highly anticipated, they do draw a big crowd. But I just thought on a Sunday with hardly any publicity at all that they were going to be opening, that the line was so long and it was so cold, and it was 8 o'clock at night. It wasn't dinner time or anything like that. But all these restaurants do get a big bump when they open up. So did anybody go to Panda Express, or did anybody notice all of the hubbub that was going on at the Panda Express last night, Sunday night? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Now, this also brings me to the idea of yesterday, as I was going up Route 95, I also noticed that the lights were on in the old Payless, so the electric must be turned back on in that building. And it looks like the walls are being painted, but I don't know if we still have a real grasp on what's going in there. Now, at one time, we thought it might be something medical, and then we kind of corrected that and said it might be a cigar store. There are still no signs, and really has been no advertisement about what's going in there. Now, usually when something like this happens in Marion, we get something new, people are talking about it, and they usually have the answer very soon. That was the case with the Smoothie King long before it opened. That was the case with the Dunkin' Donuts, and not one brick has been laid there yet. Although, we did have a caller on Friday who said they were doing a lot of work over in the Dunkin' Donuts area, and as I was driving home on Friday, I did notice they were doing a lot of digging out there in the middle of that lot where Dunkin' Donuts is going to go. So I assume that is going to go up very quickly. I would be surprised if Dunkin' Donuts was not open possibly by the spring. That would seem to me to be a likely endpoint for that, because they put those buildings up quick once they start digging. But boy, to be in that job, to be in construction right now, with how cold it is these few days, man, that would not be a fun job. But it's probably not a fun job when it's, you know, 100 degrees outside either. So that's one of those things. So has anybody heard anything on the Dunkin' Donuts when they might be planning on opening? Do they have a projected date on when they might be opening? You know what I noticed about that lot the other day when I passed by? It's much bigger than I thought it was. When that hair salon was sitting there, I kind of thought, boy, that's a very small lot. But now that I look at it, now that everything's been cleared off of it, and it's kind of just a dirt lot, I think, you know, it's really, there's a lot more area there than what I thought there was. And depending on where they build the Dunkin' Donuts building, I don't know where on that lot they're going to build it, on the front or in the middle or on the back, they could have a lot of room there. And also how big the Dunkin' Donuts stores are. Now, has anybody been to a Dunkin' Donuts recently? How big are the stores themselves? Because I know they're selling more than donuts now, or they're selling food and things like that. I'll tell you what I've noticed. I think they're probably a lot bigger than they used to be, because the old Dunkin' Donuts building in Marion, back when we did have a Dunkin' Donuts, is pretty much right in that same area. It's on the corner of Marion Mount Gilead Road and Richland Road, which I think now is a Cash Advance place. And it's the same building. They never got rid of the building. That Cash Advance place is the building that Dunkin' Donuts did use. And the parking lot is still intact. They've never torn it down. They've never changed it. They really haven't done a whole lot to it. So that was the old Dunkin' Donuts building. Do you think the new Dunkin' Donuts building will be bigger than that building, because now they're selling more items and it'll be more of a sit-down place? If I remember right, I think the old Dunkin' Donuts just had a counter. Pretty much the whole thing was, there was a big counter when you walked in, there were a bunch of stools, and then there was like this wall of donuts that you could pick from to order. Now, that's how I remember it, but sometime the mind gets a little shady. So is that how you remember the old Dunkin' Donuts? That it was just pretty much a place where you walked in, there was a counter, then there was just a wall of donuts, and probably behind the wall of donuts there was some kind of kitchen back there, I would imagine, where they make the donuts. But that's pretty much all it was. Is that what you remember, and do you know anything about the projection of the new Dunkin' Donuts, or what might be going into the old Payless? Because they are painting in there, all of the wrecks are gone, it certainly looks like they're doing work. And we've had a lot of speculation on this, from a medical place to a house of cigars. Does anybody know definitively yet what that might be? If you do, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or did you visit the new Panda Express as it opened up yesterday? Or do you plan to go there today? Because the line was wrapped. And what I notice about these new places when they open up, it's very interesting to me, because what happens is, and this happened with Popeyes, this happened with Ponderosa, it happens with certain places. They open up and everybody wants to go there. And the first few days, sometimes the first week, sometimes the first 2 weeks, the place is just jam-packed. And I think that the restaurants have no idea how to handle that kind of business, because they don't expect to be that busy all the time. And of course, they won't be that busy all the time, because there are so many restaurants on that road, Route 95, that you're just not going to stay that busy all the time. But when you first open, everybody wants to go. And I think what happens is a lot of times when people go the first time, they don't have a great experience, because the staff is new, they're overwhelmed, it's very busy, and it just doesn't turn out very well. So sometimes I always think that if you go to one of these places in the early stages and you don't have the greatest meal, but you really do want to support the place, give it a second try, like a month or two after they've been open, once the staff has been trained, and maybe they're not doing the type of business that they were once doing, and I think the food gets a little bit better. Can you imagine if Burger King or Wendy's or McDonald's or Tim Hortons or any place, Arby's, was absolutely overwhelmed by four times the business that they usually have, and their staff was brand new and they were in a new building? That would throw you off. So you gotta give them a little bit of a chance. But I don't know that things are going bad at Panda Express. Maybe they have prepared and maybe they knew what was going on, because the cars were certainly lined up there last night. Is there anybody out there in the listening audience who went to Panda Express last night or who saw that line that was wrapped around there? Now, I didn't see it till 8 o'clock, but did anybody see it before I did? Let me know, 740-383-9944. But if you don't know, the Panda Express is open. And what kind of food do they sell? Now, I kind of got the general idea of what kind of food they sell, but what is it that Panda Express sells in general? If I were going to go to Panda Express, maybe I'll go to Panda Express tonight. You know, I want to be in one of these, part of the gang, part of the group that everybody else is doing. So maybe I'll drive over to Panda Express. It's less than a mile from where I live. If I were going to go to Panda Express, what should I eat? Do you have any recommendations on what I should be getting at the old Panda Express? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. I made it this morning.
You did, didn't you? I'm glad you did, Scott. I think it's a good day to come in.
I thought, you know, this is an important day, and I don't think it's a good day to sleep in.
I think you're absolutely correct.
Thank you.
I can't tell you anything new about any other places, but I took note over the weekend that 280 McMahon Boulevard sold for $4 million.
Wow.
Now, it appears to be right behind Hobby Lobby. And, of course, I'm thinking that it's the motel that's supposed to go out there.
Oh, is this the motel that we've been hearing about for so long?
I think so. I could be more precise if I hadn't missed a meeting, but... I'm so sorry, Scott.
No. You know. I'll tell you something. It's a great group, the Ridgedale Lions Club, and I know they listen. People over at Marionato Sales have been very good to us with tickets and things. And
that's a good bunch of people out there.
Ted Elsie and Maury Morse and the whole gang out there, if I'm forgetting.
Is Jim still there?
I don't know if Jim is still there or not. Last time I was out there, I didn't see him. Now, he might have just not been there when I was there.
Yeah. But Maury.
Yeah, Maury and Ted Elsie are great guys. For years... When I was at MRN, I would fill in for Jeff Ruth when he was not when he was on vacation or whatever. Uh-huh. And Ted Elsie used to do the call-ins. I think it was every Monday morning at a quarter after six.
Mm-hmm.
So I would talk to Ted when Jeff was out, and I ended up talking to Ted a lot because, you know, Jeff went on vacation four or five times a year, or he went to the bowl games or whatever he was doing. And I always enjoyed talking to Ted. Ted would call at 6:15. He was always upbeat. He always had a positive attitude. And all the interactions I've ever had with him over the years have always been very positive. And I can say the same thing with Maury as well. Just very good people out there.
Yeah, just with Maury, the biggest thing is just make sure he gets his newspaper because he gets kind of crabby. You know what I'm saying?
Well, don't we all get a little crabby from time to time. I can be crabby from day to day, but you know, this $4 million, so it would seem as if whatever business is going to go there has, they're going to own the land, which is kind of different, I think, from every other business there on McMahon Boulevard.
Well, I don't know, because according to what the transfer states, it's PMAT Legacy LLC to Exchange Right Net Leased Portfolio 31 DST.
Huh.
So, I'm not sure.
Well, that's a little complicated.
It was interesting. It caught my eye, and when I checked out 280, it appears to be Hobby Lobby, the area, but it looked like it was right behind.
So this would go in behind Hobby Lobby.
Well, it looked that way from the picture. I wish I could be more precise, but I did miss some of the detail about it when I didn't attend a meeting. But that's what it looks like. But it's just good to see some more action out there. I think it's so nice to see so many things popping up for, you know, it's been a while.
Well, it has been a while, and do you remember when McMahon Boulevard was first developed and Kohl's was built and Hobby Lobby and all the little haircut places and so on mm-hmm. and so forth? that there was supposed to be a movie theater back there, and there was I believe there was talk of a hotel way back then, and that they were going to finish that road, and it never happened.
Right. Well, yeah. Some things seems like in our area are much slower, you know, but it seems like it's always been that way to a certain degree.
Well, I thought finishing that road was going to be very difficult because I know it took a lot of finagling to get university connected to 309 Mount Vernon Avenue. And I just thought there are a lot of obstacles between where they have ended McMahon Boulevard and 309, which is where I assume they wanted to connect it. There are a lot of obstacles that they would have to go through there, tear down, plow through, or route around. To me, that would seem very difficult.
But look at, what is it, James Way, how it maneuvers back through there.
Yeah, that is kind of a... But, you know, now they have finally got that connected after years and years.
Exactly.
Yeah, where you would not... For a long time, people maybe who just moved to Marion, when you would go down James Way, and you would go down there where the apartments and the nursing home and the retirement community are, you could not get anywhere else.
Right.
There was no road to turn on.
Right. I think, well, obviously, there's more than one, but... That university stretch through there has just made such a difference.
Oh,
it's just to me amazing, you know, the difference it has made. But
that was a game changer, I thought. Connecting
it was,
that road.
And they wanted that for a long, long time, you know, and then it finally happened. So.
And it did make things a lot easier, where you did not have to go up Richland Road. You did not have to use the side road. I can never. Is it Madison? Is that the road there? You had to. Kind of because it's one way, you had to route yourself around to get to 95 if you were on 309.
Nowhere.
Yeah, the road next to AutoZone there and Ollie's, the road in between the two.
Kensington,
not
well, it turns into Madison, Scott, and then it stops at Fairground Street. That was one of the ways that people went. Sometimes people went all the way out to Pole Lane and then went across there. You know, different ways that people did go, but, you know.
That 309 or university certainly has made that a lot easier. Have you been out by Panda Express since they opened yesterday?
No, I haven't. I haven't been anywhere since Friday. This weather kind of stops me, and I'm beginning to kind of get a little crazy. But then I discovered over the weekend we've got free movies, and so my eyes are falling out of my head. I've been watching too many free movies on DirecTV.
Were any of the movies good?
Yes, they were.
Oh, good.
But there's something, and I won't bring the subject up right now, but there was something about the movies that this blows my mind, and it has to do with you, but I will not bring the subject up. That's to be touched upon sometime later.
Oh, it has to do with me.
Yes.
Now, is there a little tease?
In an indirect way.
Now, is there a tease in this that where I can kind of guess what it might be?
I doubt it very much. Never in the world would you guess this.
But it had to do with... So you were watching these movies, and you thought about me here.
Yeah, because a couple movies had a particular actor in it, which I swear could be your cousin, you know.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about a very good-looking guy.
Yeah.
No ego here on this morning. We don't have that at all. No problem at all.
I can't even believe I'm saying this, but I wanted Bailey's opinion too, because I think she could give a good opinion on it. But this one particular actor, and it was so ironic because I've seen him in a couple different movies, and I thought, for crying out loud, he puts glasses on it. And he could be a little bit beefier, Scott.
Oh no!
I don't mean that in a bad way.
No. But see, that worries me now because I think, this is somebody who I'm not going to want to be associated with.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know that much about the actor. He's just, in my mind, he's a very good actor. So.
Oh, he's a good actor, though.
And these movies were a tad bit older, so he's a little tad bit older now, too. So, yeah.
We all slide a little older as days go on, that's for sure.
Whatever. This is something I just don't want to bring up on public radio.
No, I understand. I don't mind that. Have you ever been, though, to a Panda Express?
No, I've never even heard of a Panda Express.
Oh.
Never
been. Oh, you know, it's interesting because I just got a message from somebody who we just talked about. And they said, what movie is it?
Okay, Notting Hill.
Oh, Notting Hill.
Yes.
Really? You know what?
What?
If this is who I think it is, Notting Hill... I know who's... Are you talking about one of the big stars of that movie?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? That is so weird you mentioned that. Because, boy, this is a serendipitous moment, to be honest with you.
Here I am in my jammies.
No! That is so strange. Now, I take that as a compliment. I do take that as a compliment, so we have no problems there.
Yeah.
But here, when I was working at Payless years ago, when I was in college, I worked at a front desk. I was just a front desk person there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the people who came in, they weren't your friends. They were just customers. They didn't know you or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one day we had, I was talking to one of the other employees there, and we were just kind of having a conversation up at the desk. It wasn't a particularly busy day. And this girl, who was probably with her mother, she was probably, you know, 17, 18, 19 years old, but back then so was I, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she was with her. And she stopped as they paid for their stuff, and I checked them out. They paid for their shoes. And as they were rounding the corner to go out, she said, "Did anybody ever tell you you looked like that actor?" So I have heard that before.
Well, then I'm not losing my mind because I keep thinking, oh, that it's just your opinion. But no, you look like that actor.
Yeah. I don't know what the resemblance is there. I don't know what it is, but I have heard that. And the Payless time was just interesting to me because I didn't know the person.
Mm-hmm.
But people who I have met have also said that.
Well, okay then, because I was just curious if anybody had ever said that to you.
Yes.
And, you know.
I have heard that. And, you know, the only thing about that is that maybe I should move to a different country.
That's probably why you like that accent.
Yes, because I like the British accent. Isn't that very strange? And but, yeah, that is so weird that you saw that, too, because I've heard that before.
There's a new subject to talk about now.
But never been to the Panda Express. So if I head over to the Panda Express tonight... I'm just shooting alone here tonight.
Well, my suggestion would be to stay away from the Panda right at first. I don't know if that's how they serve that.
Don't order the Panda right off the bat. Well, one of my lines yesterday, because I love doing the "it's so cold" lines. You know, it's so it's so cold outside that people are going to the frozen section to warm up.
I see that.
I love that. You got to have a good line. Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Scott.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Always a lot of fun. See, I don't know why people think I look like that person whose name will go unknown at this particular point. But if you've seen Notting Hill, you know who it is. But people do think I look like that person. And I don't know what the resemblance is. But maybe that is my fondness for the British accent, and you'll figure it out who it is if you've seen Notting Hill. I don't know what other movies he's been in. He's a big-time actor. But from Britain, I don't know. I don't see it. I should say that. I don't see it, but people have said that before, which is very strange. But works for me. He's, you know, he was one of those Hollywood heartthrob type of guys. Matter of fact, I think that movie Notting Hill, he's in that with Julia Roberts. Isn't she the lead in that movie with him? I'll have to check on that during the break. I know it was one of the you know, big-time Hollywood actresses of the day. I don't even know that I've ever seen Notting Hill, though, by the way. I think it's a good movie. I've heard that it's a good movie, but who knows that showbiz. We're going to take a break. We got a whole nother hour coming up. Lots to talk about, even some trivia maybe here on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day 2020. That was fun. Stay tuned.
Nobody's paying attention to because the governor's running for president. So I'm just hopeful he comes back to the state, realizes that this race is not his to win at this point, when Hind, even if he wins a Hind, comes back and does the work we need.